Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the bodybuilders. The bodybuilders. Now, obviously, of course, we're all familiar with the gyms and workout centers across the country where people can go and get their bodies in line. There are guys and girls that are packing the gymnasiums and they're making sure that their abs are firm, that their thighs are tight, that everything they want to do physically is right. Well, bodies don't just stop with physical bodies. Bodies also have a relevance in society. You know, if there's an organization, they're run by a governing body. Rivers, oceans, lakes are called bodies of water. And then every legend that becomes famous, they become famous not because of one action or painting or song, but based upon a body of work. When was the last time you considered that we are the body of Christ? Yes, my friends and neighbors, and God's committed to building his body. Remember, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:19 that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And then we discover in Ephesians 4:12 that we are the body of Christ. Then in Ephesians 5:30, the Bible says, "For we are members of his body, his flesh, and of his bones," meaning Jesus Christ. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are a part of the body of Christ, and every part has a role to play. Well, there's a certain way that God treats his body that may be different from the way that we treat our physical bodies or any other body that we've ever come in contact with. We can find out the way God treats his body, us in essence, in the BOD acronym, B-O-D, the three things that make joining the body of Christ so special for the believers. The B in our acronym reminds us that God makes us all feel like we belong. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it doesn't matter what your education, what your background, we all belong. You remember that Paul had committed many crimes before he came to Christ, but once he got into the body, he belonged immediately. Moses did some things he was not proud of, but he belonged immediately. You and I have done some things and said some things and acted some ways that we wish we could take back, but that's okay. When we become a part of the body of Christ, we immediately belong. There is no initiation, no qualification, no alienation. Remember, the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, we are saved by faith, by grace through faith. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is not of our own work, so we have nothing we can brag about. Remember, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 1:6 that God has made us accepted in the beloved. Then we discover in 1 John 3:1, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." Yes, my friends, and then we discover in John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." As soon as we accept Christ into our hearts, as soon as we say that we're going to live a new life in him, we become a part of the body. You know, some people were born with 11 toes, but each toe is still covered by a sock. And if you have 5 fingers or 3, you can still wear a mitten, and everyone that comes into the body of Christ is accepted, is appreciated, and is assigned. We all have a role. We all have a part to play. We are excited because we just get to be a part of the body. Every team, every member of a Super Bowl team gets a ring if they win the game. So the same token, my friends, we are going to receive that crown of righteousness from God because he made us belong. That O in our BOD acronym just reminds us that every body part has order. Yes, my friends and neighbors, think about it. Our bodies function on rhythm. Our heart beats in rhythm. We walk in rhythm. We blink in rhythm. We breathe in rhythm. We even talk in rhythm. And by the same token, my friends and neighbors, when we join this body of Christ, God sets things in order. Remember, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:40, "Let all things be done decently and in order." So what is the order? What does God put in motion that makes sure that we succeed? First of all, he tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15 that we should study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We discover in 1 Timothy 4:13 that we should give attendance to reading and exhortation and doctrine. We discover in Philippians 4:4, that we should rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if we can keep the order of prayer and rejoicing and study and reading and exhortation, yes, then we will grow as saints of God. You know, if your knee is out of whack, then it's going to cause problems with your hip. Every part of the body is affecting another. And sometimes when a person's life is out of whack, it's because they've lost their rhythm in Christ. They've gotten out of order. They're not studying the way they used to study, or praying how they used to pray, or reading how they used to read. They're not rejoicing the way they used to rejoice. They've gotten out of rhythm. And once we get in rhythm, my friends and neighbors, then everything falls into place, because God created this beautiful system of order. That D in our BOD acronym simply reminds us that God is committed to our development. I often say that any body part that is neglected will soon become infected. You know, if you go to the gym, then there is a exercise for every single part of your body. You name it, they've got an exercise for it. Well, God has development for every single member of the body of Christ. Nobody can say that they're not getting instruction from God, because he set it up for us. He told us in Colossians 2:10 that we are complete in him. Then in Colossians 2:7, we discover that we are rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. Yes, my friends, we discover also in John 14:26 that the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, is designated to teach us all things and bring all things to our remembrance, whatever God has said to us. He dwells on the inside of us. And yes, my friends and neighbors, we understand that he lives and walks and moves in us. Yes, and if we commit and submit to him, he has the development that we need. What area are you challenged with, my friends? What things are you going through? Remember, you're a part of the body, and God is a great bodybuilder. He's not going to allow any part of his body to be neglected. He's not going to allow any part to become infected. On the contrary, my friends, God has a system, a purpose, and a plan to make us all just like him. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.